Hi, and welcome to the Learning Lab. I'm
Dennis Cummings with
Trey Runzer.
I'm Cole Johnson.
If you didn't actually hear us, it's Dennis Cummings with
Trey Runzer
and Cole Johnson.
And today, what do you guys think we should talk about? I was thinking maybe TV shows or something.
I was thinking movies.
Same.
Brilliant idea. What's your guys' what's the saddest movie that you guys have ever seen?
Oh, saddest movie I've ever seen? It'd be Only the Brave. It's about those firefighters.
Oh, I have.
What about the one that we all went to the movie theater for?
Oh, Wonder?
Wonder. Oh,
that was
Wonder
okay.
Was a sad one.
When the dog
one
died.
Jeez, Trey. For me, though, it was probably watching Up. Like, the first time watching Up.
Oh, yeah.
And, within the first 10 minutes, the girl can't have a baby. The man has, some scoliosis action going on. And then his wife dies. Dang, Pixar, you need to slow down. You're going too fast. Anyway, you guys like movies, of course, as I can tell. Cole, what's your favorite series?
My favorite series would be Star Wars. Star Wars.
Really?
I haven't actually seen all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh. Yeah, you've always been into Star Wars, I guess. What about you, Trey?
I really like the Harry Potters. We have all of them, and we've watched them all 2 times.
We have Disney Plus, but that's not important. But we can watch, all the Star Wars things. I'm too lazy to, so I just
won't. I like their new series, The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, my dad was talking about that. He's like, oh, yeah, I'd want to watch that. But anyway, Trey just bit his tongue, so if you hear any weird sounds.
Oh, you can see it.
That's nasty.
Oh, crap.
Anyway, my favorite series, though, has to probably be, around the, not necessarily Harry Potter, but more of, my sister, my little sister, she's really been into Cars lately.
Oh, no.
Oh, Cars is also good.
Yeah,
I love the first Cars when I was younger. I love the one where he flips over the other car and he goes and he goes upside down and then he bounces off the car. Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, but my sister, she's really been into Cars lately. So, the past few days, I've just been watching straight Cars. Oh, yeah. I went through, all the shorts and all the series. But TV show-wise, I've been really into Gravity Falls.
Heartland.
I haven't seen that. Is it good?
It's really good.
I can ask my dad to get it. Sounds like a good... Is it a movie or a show?
It's 12 seasons.
It's Atypical, I think. Or I forget how to pronounce it. But it's a show on Netflix about a kid named Sam. And he was born with autism. And he talks about, how his life is as a teenager. It's a really good show. There's a few parts that are whoa, real talk moment, but I like it. It's a pretty good show, in my opinion. What about you?
I like many shows. There's some shows that I don't necessarily watch on the TV, but they're on Netflix. I just kind of binge watch some series and shows on Netflix. One of them is The Flash. I like watching that.
Oh, yeah, I used to be into that, but I went to, fourth season. I watched
it, and then as soon as I finished season 5, right after I got after Legacy, season 6, I started it, never really paid attention.
Yeah, you're like...
It got boring because you had to wait for a year. I like Fuller House, though.
I've been bits and pieces. It's not necessarily my favorite show.
Well, guys, the new season is coming out December 6th. Get your butts ready.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Have you guys ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
You guys should watch it. It's about New York cops, and they're it's really funny. There's a guy named Jake Peralta.
It's 21 Bridges, that new movie coming out.
Never seen it, so
I don't know.
It's coming out. I forget what it is.
Want to know what a good movie, a good movie that just came out? The Dr. Sleep movie, the second part to The Shining. Holy, that was a good.
Yeah.
The Shining. First of all, I haven't seen the full movie because my dad's like, "Don't, you're gonna get too scared." But I was like, "No, I won't." The Dr. Sleep movie. It wasn't that scary, but it wasn't scary technically.
It wasn't scary like the other movies.
Yeah, like, thank you for fixing that. But, like, I didn't find it scary. I found it more of, like, because, oh, wait, I shouldn't say that because that's a spoiler to some of the people that haven't watched it. So I'll just keep my mouth shut on that. But
it's like Tom Holland.
You guys should really watch him.
He tries to keep his mouth shut. The other actors are like, shut the fuck up.
Tom Holland I forgot to say that I'm in a new Marvel movie that where Spider-Man dies. That's not an actual thing that I know of. I'm just like making a joke as Tom Holland says too many things.
No, there was one interview where he's sitting with I forget his name.
Okay, Trey, you look actor, really eager to say something, so I'm just gonna like stop Cole for a second.
Have you guys watched Stranger Things?
Yes.
Oh,
I love
Let's talk about that.
Oh, sure. Stranger Things, first of all, I found it a really good show, but I wasn't really into, like, the first few seasons. Like, my dad loved that show. He's like, oh, yeah, I want to get this Stranger Things t-shirt and the Stranger Things hoodie and the Stranger Things bed. I'm like, so you just want, like, a bed of it just being, oh, hi, Millie Bobby Brown, how are you? If you don't know who that
they
is.
They got into it.
I like how they split up the three seasons.
Lego got into that.
Who?
They started making Lego.
Oh, yeah, Stranger Things. Lego.
They made the Upside Down. That was weird.
Oh, yeah.
They made Upside Down houses and everything.
Have you guys seen the new season?
No.
Season 3?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've watched
So many things happens. Oh.
I know, like,
I think I started watching it, but I didn't pay attention.
Can't say the ending of what happens, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, we don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I paused for a second on purpose because I was mouthing something to Trey, but meh. Scooby-Doo. First of all, I grew up on that show.
Yeah, that's a good show.
But it wasn't just like the regular Scooby-Doo. It was Mr.
Well, I was a kid. I loved trains, so all I watched is Thomas the Tank Engine.
No one
was so funny.
Hey, it's my story time. But Scooby-Doo, like, I grew up on Mystery Incorporated, Jimmy Two Shoes, the weirdest name ever. Same with Johnny Test, but some weird names, but they're coming out with a new Scooby-Doo movie, and it's called Scoob, and it's like, have you guys seen Captain Underpants? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, do you know the animation on that? How it's, like, more of, like, a smoother animation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing with Scoob. It looks, like, super good, in my opinion.
Yeah, the old Scooby-Doos were, like, they were all pixely.
I did not like those ones. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? But, yeah, I like that show. Like, it was a good, like, series and all.
Another movie I liked is The Boy in the Striped Pajamas and about the...
Oh! Wasn't it, like, during World War II and all that?
Yep, when Hitler was trying to take over there.
Yeah.
Poland? Like, take over Poland?
I don't know that, Kay. Like, I've watched clips of these on YouTube, but, like, I've watched it and it's, like, this guy, his dad's, like, working with Hitler, isn't it? And, like, this kid's, like, isn't he Jewish?
Yeah. No.
Well, yeah, Hitler does not like the Jews.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did not like them. No. He'd send them into gas chambers.
Yeah, which I find, like, whoa, bro, like, that's not cool.
No, which
like,
even...
no one ever
like,
deserves
no,
to do
what's,
that.
No, what's really not cool is that he disguised him as showers, so he told him, hey, go take a shower. They get in and they lock the door and then they try and get out.
This
and then...
is getting gruesome. Let's change it for viewer-wise. Yeah. Like, I don't want, like, some kid being like...
I'm sorry, guys. I know too many World War II facts.
He really does. Like, in class, we're talking about World War II and Cole's like, ooh, pick me!
Yeah.
Pick me!
I'm like, I don't even
six.
Know how he knows
grade
all
six,
this.
We're talking about Hiroshima.
Oh my God. He knew every question to what he said. Oh my God.
It was funny to watch you guys go, like, what the frick is going on? But then to me, I was just kind of like, me, 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 me.
Yeah, you were like,
yeah, yeah, you were just throwing words out, and we didn't even know what they meant.
Yeah, some words
me,
I didn't even...
Me in a dictionary, me just saying random words, not knowing how to pronounce them. Me says something wrong, teacher. Uh-oh. Okay, so don't say that word. Have you guys ever seen The Blind Side? That is a good movie.
Oh, The Blind Side. It's about that football player, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a football player. Oh,
isn't he like an orphan or something, or homeless?
Yeah, yeah. He's homeless at the moment. Yeah, and like
And then that one woman takes her.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, that movie was so good, but like the one part. Oh, the truck scene? Oh, that was sad. I'm not going to spoil it for you. You guys can see it on Netflix or YouTube, just depending if what you guys have, or even both. I don't know. Search it. You can do a bunch of things with that.
Amazon Prime Video is another good area for watching shows that are
new. We have Amazon
Netflix.
Prime, but yes,
Disney
my
Plus
dad
takes over everything now.
Disney,
the new release of Disney Plus, it's
Disney
awesome,
Plus
guys.
Disney Plus got so fast on sales. It's like about the same price as Netflix.
It's like $10 a month or something.
Yeah, but when my mom first said that we got it, I was like, because I knew Gravity Falls was on there, and I kept asking my dad for weeks, can we get the show? Yes, I'll download it for you. A week later, Dad, can you get the show? I'm working on it. 3 months later, Dad, can we get the show? My dad, what's that? My dude, I've explained this to you like 8,000 times, but it wasn't totally his fault, and there's a lot of things going on at the moment, so like, I can't just blame my dad too. It was also me with begging constantly, me being, Dad, get it. And he's probably like,
my dad.
Boy,
was probably the opposite for Disney Plus. He found all his favorite shows from his childhood and he put them on. They were so cringy.
Have you guys ever
like
seen
the Gummy Bears shows?
Do you guys remember the Gummy Bear song? Oh, I'm a gummy.
I'm a gummy bear.
I'm a gummy bear.
Yeah, I'm a gummy bear.
Dennis, don't remind me.
I hate that.
I got it in my head. No.
Have you guys ever seen it? That's real.
My gummy bear.
Wait, do you guys want to hear a joke?
Sure.
What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear. I'm so funny.
Another good movie. The bread wagon or something?
The breadwinner?
Oh, that's a good one too.
That one touched.
Breadwinner. We watched that
in.
No, that was a book.
We watched the movie in grade 6.
It was a movie.
There
was a movie. Yeah, sorry.
I really like that movie. But have you guys ever seen The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Nope.
I'm Lilo and Stitch. You guys have to have seen that.
Nope.
Seen what?
Lilo and Stitch.
Nope.
Are you guys
insane? I'm joking. I've seen that.
Phew.
I haven't seen it.
Get out of here right now. Anyway. should we kidnap?
I did not mean that.
Oh, sure. I feel like I've been talking the most out of here, so I'm bringing it to you two, and I'm super thirsty, so you guys take it off.
Movies.
Can you
Hacksaw Ridge.
Suck
I
at
love
this?
Hacksaw Ridge. It's about World War II. Army medic, but he doesn't want to carry a gun. Because when he was a little kid, he almost killed his brother by throwing a brick at his head while they were fighting. And then he also didn't want
to. What's that have to do with the gun?
Because after that, his father also wanted to shoot his mother. Because he was angry and drunk.
Okay, so let's not talk about this
because
we have some. Maybe some younger kids listening.
Sorry, guys.
Wow, Cole, real good apology. But, this is not necessarily a movie. It's a YouTube channel, and it's called Dead Meat. Have you guys ever seen him?
No.
You guys should watch him.
I like Meat Eater. I don't know what Dead
Meat
is.
Okay, Cole was talking about World War II and this movie, and you bring up Dead Meat?
Okay, no, he's a channel, and he talks about horror movies, but he talks about every death.
You're shutting me up for talking about Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, I am. Just a little bit, boy.
Then again, Hacksaw Ridge is actually rated R, so,
Oopsies. So, yeah, you just went into a movie theater and be like, yo, boy.
What's the funniest movie you guys ever
watched? Funniest movie I've ever watched.
Well, it's not a movie. Do you guys, like, know when, like...
Like the Dumb and Dumber one? Where he went to this girl
girl's house that he likes, and he had to take a big poop because his friend put that stuff in his...
And he takes a massive dump, and he...
Yeah, and then he plugs the toilet, and he starts shuffling the poop out of the window.
I love that part. But, what was it? Yeah, that was a good movie. You know what? Just go to Chloe.
There's this one movie, I forget what it's called, but it's where they're a basketball team when they're younger, and then they grow up and they're coached.
Grown-ups?
Yeah, Grown-ups, that's what it was.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Grown-ups and Grown-ups too? Yeah, it's freaking hilarious.
That was a good series. Do you know when, like, comedians and a bunch of people like that, they go and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you a joke and all that. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, we will talk to you next time. We have to wrap it up because I totally lost my train of thought and I forgot how much time went by. So
this has been the Learning Lab.
This has been the Learning Lab with Dennis Cummings,
Trey Runzer,
and Cole Johnson.
And see you guys later.